priority for the humanitarian sector, nor the refugee sector in particular. You know, this has been, we've all known the effects of climate change for a decade, if not more, and there has been very little movement on this within the sector, on the argument that we're on the effects of climate change for a decade, if not more, and there has been very little movement on this within the sector, on the argument that we're too busy saving lives to be thinking about these issues, basic right to energy, the impact of humanitarian operations on climate change, busy saving lives to be thinking about these issues, basic right to energy, the impact of humanitarian operations on climate change, not doing environmental harm, et cetera. I think that's now starting to change. And in the wider push, not doing environmental harm, et cetera, I think that's now starting to change. And in the wider